local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's hot one today. It's going to be hot this weekend. Humidity a little bit lower, but I hope you've got some good plans here for the weekend on a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Do not at all take that for granted. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 2626-111. As we start off with today's top three stories, the jury in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware is being sent home for the day.
There is just a mountain of evidence against him. The prosecutors have Hunter Biden cornered at this point.
And the defense says Hunter's uncle, James Biden, will not be called to testify, nor will any other witnesses. Hunter's lawyers also say it's undecided if he will testify. They'll have until Monday to make a decision. Biden is accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs in 2018. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to travel to the Middle East next week. Lisa Taylor with more on why.
This as U.S. officials are pressuring Israel and Hamas to accept a ceasefire proposal laid out by President Biden last week. Blinken will hold discussions with leaders from Egypt, Israel, Jordan, and Qatar. The State Department in a statement said Blinken will discuss how the proposal would benefit both Israelis and Palestinians. Hamas has not yet responded to the offer. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And protests against Biden's handling of Israel's war effort in Gaza are expected at the White House tomorrow. Demonstrators from across the country will descend on Washington in opposition to the administration's support of Israel as forces carry out targeted strikes in Rafah. Protesters have accused Biden of caving on his red line warning against a full-scale invasion of Rafah. Authorities are putting up fencing around the White House complex in anticipation of large crowds. As a look at our top three stories today, we'll get our local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Austin, how are you on this Friday?
Oh, I'm doing great, Joe. How about yourself?
I'm a homeowner.
Oh, yes. Officially, huh?
Yeah. My wife called me like 30 minutes ago. I was like, honey, something's going on with the AC. It's not, the house is too warm. So that's how home ownership is starting for us.
Well, it's keeping you in check, starting with humility and humidity. That's good.
That's right.
Let's see. Our first traffic and weather update here brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, just some minor congestion here and there on Pine Forest Road, 9 Mile Road and North Davis Highway. But you're going to experience the most issues on Blue Angel Parkway. That's if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road and southbound towards Dog Track Road. Also, we've got typical congestion causing pretty severe backups on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Caroline Street, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Tonight's weather will end up being quite nice after a hot Friday. We'll have an overnight low near 70 degrees, and the humidity heading into Saturday will be a little lower, so the air a little bit drier and the weather certainly dry all weekend long, but hot highs, sunshine will heat us up to between 90 and 95. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. Starting down the road here in Walton County, a portion of the beaches there are now closed after two separate reports of shark attacks today. First one reported at around 1:15 when a woman was said to be injured by a shark in the water near Watersound Way in Coopersmith Lane. Fire rescue transported her to a local facility. And then also another teen said to be injured at around 3 this afternoon in the area of Shoreline Drive. So safety officials not putting up with anything else today, so double red flags flying at beaches in Walton County this afternoon. Back closer to home, an important day today. Donations being accepted at any Lowe's location in the listening area, Escambia, Santa Rosa County's air conditioning, fans, or monetary for the annual Senior Chill Out. Here's Council on Aging Executive Director Josh Newby.
I mean, you and I think about air conditioning as a comfort thing. You know, let's turn it down to 70 when we go to bed. You know, we don't really even think about it. We take it for granted. But seniors are at home all alone. And I have been in some of these homes, Andrew. They are 90, 95 degrees.
Wow. Yeah.
You can't sleep. You can't eat. It's not only a matter of dignity. It's a matter of safety for them.
Again, that's Josh Newby from the Council on Aging. Again, donations being accepted at any Lowe's until 6 o'clock this evening. Santa Rosa sheriffs say a traffic stop yesterday led to over 50 counterfeit Apple products being seized. That includes 12 pairs of AirPods, Apple Watches, iPhone Pro Maxes, iPads. The suspects, 38-year-old Patrick Chapman and 28-year-old Elise Jordan, were initially pulled over for having too dark of tint in their window as they were traveling on I-10 in Santa Rosa County. Pensacola police looking for a missing 16-year-old girl. Abigail Kate Velez was last seen at Baptist Hospital around 9:30 last night. She is described as 5'6", 130 pounds, with green hair, dirty blonde hair. We've shared her photo to our News Radio Facebook page, and you're asked to contact PPD if you have any information on her whereabouts. A reminder this weekend, if you're heading to Pensacola Beach, a slight change to the flag system.
It's a modification of our flag system, it mirrors what our fellow agencies like you had asked me last year. Is there any talk about getting any consistency with the flag system?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Now we're consistent.
Safety Chief Dave Greenwood there. Under the new system, double red means no swimming or wading in the Gulf. Red indicates dangerous conditions, but swimming is still allowed. We'll take a break there at 4:19. State and national news coming up next. Off and running on a Friday, Pensacola right now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Played that one just the other day. Welcome back to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another.
I'll be honest with you, Austin. I don't think anybody is sitting,
keeping a log
on the radio, keeping a log of our bumper music. So I think you're good.
I know. I just try to have.
Besides me, when it's Christmas music.
Well, that one. To be fair, that one's easier to remember. Yeah. I typically try to, like, you know, I'll do repeats, but it's like, let's get some time in between them. That one may be from earlier this week. Who knows?
I don't remember hearing that.
Okay. Well, that's reassuring. Thank you, sir. Just about 4:25 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see here. We do have confirmation of an accident. This is on I-110 North. If you are just getting on to the interstate from Gregory Street downtown, very heavy backups in that area. Also, some minor ones on Pine Forest Road and Blue Angel Parkway, particularly on Blue Angel if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And let's see, northbound towards Highway 98 and even southbound towards Dog Track Road. So Blue Angel Parkway giving us all kinds of trouble here. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, also kind of backed up now. And we've still got pretty severe backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Nice weather for the overnight hours and just a little bit cooler overnight with a low near 70 degrees, give or take, depending on where you are. Now, we're going to have a sunny and hot weekend with high temperatures running up between 90 and 95. It'll be all dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 4:25 here at News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today in South Florida, Miami-Dade police investigating after making a deadly discovery at a bank drive-through ATM. Detective Luis Serra says a woman, child in a car seat, and a man were all shot.
It appears the subject pulled up in the SUV and then opened fire on the minivan and then shot himself.
No initial word on the relationship between the gunman and the victims. And just yesterday, another murder attempted murder suicide in Coral Gables. Both cases still under investigation.
And state leaders are considering buying a Central Florida warehouse to help with emergency response efforts. Governor Ron DeSantis and the state cabinet are expected to meet next week to discuss purchasing an Auburndale facility that would store emergency supplies while operating as a distribution hub for the state. The legislature approved more than $100 million for the project as part of the upcoming spending plan. Officials are scheduled to meet on Wednesday.
More fishing, free fishing this weekend in Florida. Saturday and Sunday, freshwater fishing can be done without a license. State wildlife officials say the license-free fishing is a chance to take the kids out for some fun, or maybe even get a guy like Austin out on the water.
Yeah.
Each year, there's a total of 8 license-free fishing days in the state. Of course, all other regulations, seasons, bag limits do still apply.
And U.S. News and World Reports is out with its best beaches in the country. Gulf Shores is the only beach in Alabama to make the cut, coming in at number 5. However, Florida was quite well represented, no surprise there. Other top beaches nearby include Siesta Key at number 1, Clearwater Beach at number 6, and Destin in 7th place.
Yeah, that's a little confounding to me.
Really?
That you have Gulf Shores at number 5, Destin at number 6.
7.
Or 7, and Pensacola Beach nowhere to be found in the top 27.
That is kind of odd.
Nah, it's not right.
that is criminal.
I mean, unless they're just... I can't say that because, I mean, the sand's the same.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Destin, I think, is...
Destin certainly, you know, got, like, all the touristy, like, the shopping and a lot more restaurants and all that. Although, I can't say that definitively. But, you know, Destin's seen much more as a vacation spot than Pensacola Beach is. And I don't think the locals would complain about that.
Oh, no.
But, no, you're saying Orange Beach has the 5th best in the country. Destin is 7th. And Pensacola Beach is nowhere on the list.
Yeah, Florida Panhandle is getting a bit underrepresented there, sure.
Yeah, that's crap is what that is. looking at our national news, President Biden again commenting on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, this time paying tribute to Army Rangers.
All they could hear was the crack of bullets hitting ships, sand, rocks, hitting everything. All they knew was time was of the essence.
While speaking from the cliffs of Point du Hoc, Biden connected the Allied powers' fight for freedom on D-Day to supporting sovereignty in Ukraine and around the world. He says it's critical to preserve freedom and democracy at home and abroad. I did not listen to his full speech yesterday. I have seen a lot of criticism on social media that he did a lot of copying of President Ronald Reagan's speech that he gave at Normandy on an anniversary, so a lot of people were taking him or his speechwriter to task on that.
Yeah,
but I cannot scientifically prove that because I did not watch the full speech.
I'm not sure, but to come to his defense, he was probably bound to, you know, some presidents are bound to copy others unintentionally as well, just with how many speak about it. But I don't know, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just being optimistic. The U.S. military's temporary pier of Gaza's coast has been repaired and is now reattached to the beach. This comes after the pier broke apart and sustained damage from heavy seas last week. That's according to the deputy commander of the U.S. Central Command. Vice Admiral Brad Cooper said that no U.S. boats on the ground policy remains in effect, and they expect to continue the delivery of humanitarian aid in the next couple of days. The pier was constructed to transport assistance to the region as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. 4:30 now. I'm sure we'll probably cover a couple more of these national headlines, then get into sports and health, business, and science, so on and so forth. But right now, it's time for Fox News, followed by Your Money Now. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Court is adjourned for the week in Hunter Biden's federal firearm case in Wilmington, Delaware. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
Hunter's attorney said they would decide over the weekend whether or not to put Hunter himself on the stand. After the prosecution rested, Hunter's team began calling defense witnesses, including Hunter's now 30-year-old daughter, Naomi. She was aware that he'd struggled with addiction, she said.
The president's son is accused of lying on a form to buy a firearm, something he denies. The jury will return Monday. Aides to former President Trump have been arraigned in Arizona's election interference case. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pleads not guilty in a Maricopa County court to charges of conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. Michael Roman, who is former President Trump's director of Election Day operations, also arraigned, pleading not guilty.
The trial date is now set for October 31st. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With investors digesting a strong monthly employment report, stocks retreated a bit today. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials slipped 6 and 87 points, respectively, while the NASDAQ Composite fell 40. Those indexes nevertheless logged solid gains for the week. A closer look at this morning's May jobs data shows that not only was the report hotter than expected, 272,000 jobs added, wages rose more than expected as well. Average hourly earnings up 4.1% year over year. Most economists believe the latest figures pretty much eliminate any hope of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates in July, though September remains a possibility. This is troubling. Kia warning owners of 463,000 of its popular Telluride SUVs in the U.S. to keep them parked outside and away from buildings because the front seats could start burning. Recall documents say seat control switches on the front power seats of the SUVs can become misaligned and stuck if they're hit hard by something. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Dan Hurley should stay with the UConn Huskies, but there's a difference as to what should happen and what will happen. The facts are Hurley won a second national championship, passed on taking the Kentucky job, and has a contract offer from the Huskies that would make him one of the highest paid coaches in college hoops. The fact Hurley hasn't accepted that new UConn offer makes me think he'll end up coaching LeBron James and taking the Los Angeles Lakers job. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, 1211 takes the stage.
To love me like I love on you.
Playing a mix of classic oldies, top 40, country, and hip-hop, 1211 is an energetic and dynamic pop R&B band. So grab your blanket and lawn chair and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Got some minor congestion here and there on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, maybe some on North Davis Highway. But you're going to experience the most issues on Blue Angel Parkway. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. And a little bit if you continue north towards Softly Field Road. And then we've got that accident report on I-110 North. This is if you're just getting onto the interstate from Gregory Street in downtown Pensacola. That is still heavily backed up over there. There's going to be a bit more of the same. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Nice weather for the overnight hours and just a little bit cooler overnight with a low near 70 degrees, give or take depending on where you are. Now we're going to have a sunny and hot weekend with high temperatures running up between 90 and 95. It'll be all dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. A couple more of our national stories. The cleanup at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, now reaching a major milestone. The shipping channel could reopen this weekend following the removal of the final steel truss blocking the shipping artery. A Coast Guard spokesman says the channel should reopen tomorrow or Sunday following a survey of the passageway. And then also the pier of Gaza's coast is now repaired and reattached to the beach. Last week, the pier broke apart and sustained damage from heavy seas. So the humanitarian aid into Gaza will be allowed to continue there. Austin, the Mavs took one on the chin last night.
Yes.
So did the Longhorns in the college women's softball World Series there. And busy weekend, of course, coming up here.
Yes, that is true. Celtics, as you said, convincingly took game one. The final score was 107-89. Game two is going to be on Sunday night at 7 o'clock on ABC. Last night, Texas losing to Oklahoma. What was the score last night? Was it 8-5?
I don't know.
It was 8-3 in game one. It may have been 8-4. 8-4 in game two. Either way, Oklahoma won the series 2-0 to win their fourth consecutive softball national title. Yeah. So good for them. And then we've got the Super Regional scoreboard in college baseball today. If you're a Florida State Seminole, you're going to love this. They spanked UConn 24-4.
That was, or as Lee Corso would say, two touchdowns and two safeties.
That's honestly just unbelievable there. It was 24-1 as well in like the bottom of the seventh. It was a massacre. And Evansville, bottom of the seventh, they're taking on top-ranked Tennessee, and they're trying to keep it close. Bottom of the seventh, Tennessee up 8-5. We've got West Virginia and North Carolina on ESPN later on this evening, followed by Kansas State and Virginia. Actually, those games they're not at the same time. My eyes cannot see here. This is a... Is that 5 o'clock for West Virginia, North Carolina? And then it's going to be 6 o'clock, I believe, for Kansas State, Virginia. That's going to be on ESPN2. And then we've got a couple of headlines here. Phillies and Mets in London this weekend for the MLB London Series. They'll play at the London Stadium both Saturday and Sunday. The game is on Fox tomorrow and ESPN on Sunday. And then we got a confusing story out of the NFL. Former Dolphins cornerback Xavier Howard is alleged by a new court filing of sending a teenage boy an explicit photo of the boy's mother because she refused to get an abortion. The lawsuit filed by a woman who is not the mother in question claims Howard shared recordings of them having sex without her consent, some of which were recorded secretly. It's going to be interesting to see how that develops. And then Chiefs defensive end B.J. Thompson, we touched on him yesterday. He had a seizure, went into cardiac arrest on Thursday morning. He is luckily now awake and alert after that health scare, so that's good news there. And then, Joe, I wanted your opinion on this. We are officially down to 6 names for the NHL's Utah team. We've got the Yeti, the Blizzard, the Hockey Club, the Mammoth, the Venom, and the Outlaws. Have you had a chance to think all of those names over?
No, I haven't. Yeti. Are we just naming a hockey team after the Tumbler, or is there another Yeti that I'm not aware of?
Luckily, it showed the Yeti, like the snow monster thing.
Okay, All right.
Did you honestly not know what that was?
No, I mean, when I hear Yeti, I think the brand.
Oh yeah, no, Yeti is like some like snow ape thing. It's not a real thing.
All right.
It's basically the Arctic's Bigfoot. I like Mammoth better when it comes to animal names. Blizzard is kind of stupid, especially with Avalanche right next door. Hockey Club, that should be obvious as to why we don't want that.
Utah Hockey Club.
I mean, that's just stupid. Venom, that one's dumb too. It doesn't really make much sense to me. And then Outlaws, that's probably one of the easier ones to... Yeah, that's probably something a bit easier to make a mascot out of and a theme out of. So I don't know. I like Mammoth and Outlaws. The rest are either mediocre or terrible, in my opinion.
Does the Salt Lake freeze during the winter? Like, can people skate on it? Like, and play hockey?
I'm not sure. That'd be kind of cool, though.
But, like, if they did, maybe you could do something like... the frozen salt lakes or something. I do still prefer our original idea of doing a New Orleans theme to go with the Utah Jazz.
What was it we came up with? We came up with
the
one.
The beignets. We could do the king cakes.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I want to say we came up with something that
was
so good.
I think we came
good.
Up with the crawfish, right? Crawdads.
That would be cool.
But apparently there's crawdads in Utah, but.
I thought we came up with something that was like really special because it made fun of that whole situation, and I can't remember what it was. I'll have to think about it. Yeah. We also have the Stanley Cup Finals. Those begin tomorrow between the Oilers and Panthers. Not only am I bitter as a Stars fan over it, but obviously Florida represent. I'll take the Panthers to win. I don't know who's going to win.
I'm going to go Oilers.
Oh, so are you pulling for the Oilers, or you think they're going to win?
A little of both. I mean, I don't really care either way, but I just think the Oilers are going to win.
I hope they don't, but okay. That's just me.
All right. let's see. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those Utah team names, so let's do better. We gave up the Coyote, like what's the logo? What do they call that with the Coyote playing hockey? You know what I'm talking about?
I know the logo you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know what it was
we
called.
We need something at least that good that they come up with there. Almost 4:45. Well, we did get a text here just a minute or two ago. Highway 90 eastbound through Pace has an accident in front of the Home Depot that's causing snags.
Yes, I am just now seeing that, looking at the map here. It's only minor congestion in that immediate vicinity, but that could very well worsen because that's a pretty, I mean, I live in that area. It's a busy place, especially as we get more and more into the evening, so we will keep an eye on that. But yes, as you said, traveling eastbound in front of the Home Depot on Highway 90, so look out for that. Also have that accident report on I-110. If you're getting off of Gregory Street, getting onto the interstate from downtown, we do have some backups there still from a previously reported traffic incident. And then it's just a bit more of the same. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 backed up. Same with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Nice weather for the overnight hours and just a little bit cooler overnight with a low near 70 degrees, give or take depending on where you are. Now we're going to have a sunny and hot weekend with high temperatures running up between 90 and 95. It'll be all dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. We also have the Belmont Stakes, if anybody cares, tomorrow,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, of course, there's no Triple Crown, so I do not care.
but you put it in the script anyway, because some people may.
Some people want to bet on the races anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not all about you, Austin,
okay.
or me.
But no, it does suck that we're not going to get the Triple Crown. Because obviously Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Who won the second one?
I don't remember.
Oh, you just knew it wasn't Mystic Dan. That's all
right.
That mattered.
All right. The jobs report for May is out, and it beat analyst expectations. Today's report shows 272,000 jobs added last month, well above predictions of around 190,000. The unemployment rate wasn't changed much at 4%, just a tick up from 3.9%.
And the FDA reversing its ban on Juul e-cigarettes. On Thursday, the FDA said it's reviewing new court decisions and updated information from the company. The FDA halted the product in 2022, but they stayed on shelves pending an appeal. Now, the CDC reports that e-cigarette usage grew nearly 50% between January 2020 and December 2022.
A new STD fungus has been found in the U.S. for the first time. You know what? Never mind. I don't have the audio for that, so Let's move on.
Nonetheless, it's good to know. We have been warned. A new test can predict dementia nearly a decade before a diagnosis. The method, which looks at the brain's network of conditions, or connections rather, is 80% accurate. Researchers at Queen Mary University in London say the test is better than commonly used methods like memory tests and brain shrinkage measurements.
And Spirit Airlines says it has no plans to file for bankruptcy. CEO Ted Christie told shareholders that the company is not considering a Chapter 11 filing. He notes Spirit is encouraged by the initial results of its business plan after a failed takeover bid by JetBlue. The discount carrier has changed its business model as it struggles with shifting travel demand and increased competition, among other issues.
And real quickly here before pop culture, Wall Street closing lower to end the week. Stocks slipped after a stronger-than-expected jobs report took the steam out of markets. GameStop shares plunged nearly 40% after the trader known as Roaring Kitty hosted his first live stream since the meme stock craze of 2021. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 87 points to 38,798. S&P 500 lost almost 6 points to 53,46. And the NASDAQ dropped nearly 40 points to 17,133.
And in pop culture notes, an emotional night for many on, I believe CBS still has it. The final Wheel of Fortune episode with Pat Sajak is tonight.
Well, the time has come to say goodbye. I have a few thanks and acknowledgments before I go. And I want to start with all of you watching out there. It's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes, night after night, year after year, decade after decade. And I've always felt that the privilege came with a responsibility to keep this daily half hour a safe place for family fun. No social issues, no politics, nothing embarrassing, I hope, just a game. But gradually it became more than that, a place where kids learned their letters, where people from other countries honed their English skills, where families came together along with friends and neighbors and entire generations. What an honor to have played even a small part in all that. Thank you for allowing me into your lives.
Yeah, very nice. He's hosted the show since 1981. His final episode was filmed in April, and he passed Bob Barker back in 2022 for the crown of longest-running host of any game show, and Ryan Seacrest is set to replace Sajak. You think Seacrest has a shot? I mean, that's, what, 40 years? I'm going to say no, but...
No, he's not going to do that. I will say that I am surprised, and this isn't nothing personal against him. It's just...
Against who, Seacrest?
Yeah, I don't know how that dude became famous. He's just always in work. He was doing that show that Regis used to be on. American Idol.
American Idol, I think, at least in my estimation, is probably what catapulted him.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, like he's a conventionally attractive guy, and he's aged well, so I think it's that pretty privilege that people always talk about.
Yeah, because I know he was like a radio DJ in L.A. I mean, I think that his beginnings was in radio, but yeah, he got the...
He's not all bad.
Yeah, right. But he got the American Idol gig with... There was some other dude in the first season.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, that guy's a loser. You're not. And so we're just rolling with you. And then, yeah, now he's just everywhere. 4:50, we'll take a break on that note, recapping the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well coming up next.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Captain Doug White, call sign Cricket. He is the Commodore of Training Air Wing 6 on board NAS Pensacola. He trains all of the backseaters, the NFOs in the Navy and the Marines, and really interesting conversation, ongoing series Meet Your Tenant Commands. Also, Weber's Skate World is hosting the USA Team Trials and the National Championships in Speed Skating this weekend and next week in Milton. You can catch these interviews and the entire program at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Several spots of note here early, unfortunately. We did have a couple of accident reports. We'll start with downtown Pensacola. If you are on Gregory Street trying to get onto I-110 North, we do have an accident on the interstate there causing some pretty severe backups that are going to push you back onto Gregory there. Also have an accident report if you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90 or Caroline Street in front of the Home Depot. We do have some backups in that immediate vicinity. Luckily, have not worsened since we've last looked at it, but nonetheless, something to look out for. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Got some pretty severe backups in that area. Same with Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And a little bit, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street and heading into downtown Milton.
Nice weather for the overnight hours and just a little bit cooler overnight with a low near 70 degrees, give or take depending on where you are. Now we're going to have a sunny and hot weekend with high temperatures running up between 90 and 95. It'll be all dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and thank you, Alan. Recapping our top stories today, the jury in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial sent home for the day. The defense says Hunter's uncle, James Biden, will not be called to testify, nor will any other witnesses. Hunter's lawyers also say it's undecided if he will testify. They'll have until Monday to make that decision. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to travel to the Middle East next week to continue talks of a potential ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. This, of course, coming after the reports of an airstrike, Israeli airstrike, that led to the deaths of around 14 students in a UN school earlier this week. Protests against President Biden's handling of the war in Gaza are expected near the White House as demonstrators from across the country are expected to descend on the Capitol over the weekend. Looking here at some wacky stories making the rounds today. Austin, we have an update in the saga over the driver's license, the suspended driver's license. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? We played the audio of an incredulous judge who couldn't believe that a guy who had a suspended license was driving when he tuned in for his Zoom meeting to decide whether or not charges should be dropped or anything like that. As it turns out, He never actually had a license ever. The judge lectured him in court this week for lying to the media. Here's Cedric Simpson, the judge, with more.
He has never had a Michigan license, ever, and has never had a license in the other 49 states and commonwealths. The way I know that he's never had a license, May 3rd, 1999, he applied for his first Michigan ID. You cannot have both. You either have an ID or you have a license. He has religiously, every year, gotten a new ID. And so he knows that he doesn't have a license. I just wish he would have said that at the beginning. And all of this hoopla could have been just put all aside.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's quite the plot twist.
Yes. There's a new upscale Caribbean restaurant in Missouri called Bliss. And it has an interesting policy. They've set an age restriction, which requires male guests to be at least 35 and women to be 30 during prime hours. They do card at the door, and people in their 20s will be kept out. The owner admits they've been getting a little backlash, but that's cool. They're sticking with it. And he says they are strict because young people have been trying to sneak by and post about it on social media. The manager says that Bliss is just something for older people. Have a happy hour, come get some good food, and not have to worry about some of the young folks who bring some of that drama.
Yeah, listen.
Can you get behind this, Joe?
Listen, as somebody who works every single day with a 22-year-old, absolutely. I stand by this restaurant 100%.
Yeah, because I'm just y'all always know the drama I bring to the function.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
While teaching a class to high schoolers this week, Burlington, Vermont police officer staged a surprise demonstration in which a masked gunman burst into the room and pretended to open fire.
Oh, my goodness.
The simulation, which occurred at the Burlington police station, was meant to show the unreliability of witness statements. But the lack of warning and the loud gunshot sounds sent students diving for the cover in fear for their lives. The Burlington School District apologized to parents and offered counseling services.
Idiot.
The Burlington Police Department also issued a statement yesterday apologizing to any students who were upset by the specific scenario and crime scene portion of the presentation. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to ask PPD's Mike Wood next time I talk to him. Say, hey, you ever stage a fake shooting when you're talking to high schoolers?
You ever scar the youth? Yeah, that's unbelievable. Real quickly here, guy in Wilmington, North Carolina, who's now won the lottery twice in 2 years, says he plans to use some of his winnings to help his community. He won $2 million on a scratcher in 2022 and just won another $100,000 on a scratcher that he bought at the same store.
All right,
go to Wilmington.
Absolutely. Channel 3 News at 5 on the way. We're talking with Tanner Stewart. Next hour, full rundown as well.